is time to put away the bias, the lies, and deceit and bring forth real talk from real people about real news. Providing the out loud truth and capturing the essence of a new generation all in a fast-paced hour. This is Viewpoint This Sunday.
Welcome to the weekend news magazine, Viewpoint This Sunday. This is Malcolm Out Loud here. You know, it almost seemed like a normal Thanksgiving, potentially. I don't know if you agree with that or not, as Americans celebrated and gave thanks. For instance, air travel returned to pre-pandemic levels. Wednesday, I think it was, U.S. airports had about 2.3 million passengers. That was the busiest day since February 2020, by the way. And you'll probably, I don't know if you watched the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, but surely they were back. Crowds had packed the streets. Remember from the COVID lockdown last year was eerily odd with nobody there, how they tried to pull that off, you know. Yet for all the ways things might seem like old times, well, the new normal of fear, lockdowns, and communism in the heartland keeps piercing through. You know, inflation continues to dominate Americans' perceptions of the economy, of course. Things are likely to stay that way through the holiday shopping season, experts are saying. Political reports, top Democratic pollsters and others in the Democrat Party are urging the White House to get more vocal and serious, God forbid, about tackling inflation. Perhaps even pinning the blame on big companies raking in cash. Don't you just love the way they talk about this in political circles in the back hallways? Yeah, let's just blame that on the big companies this time. What the hey? We'll raise the taxes and raise them three and then blame it all on them, of course. Supply chain woes are front and center in pretty much every Black Friday story. And of course, I'm not even sure you can say Black Friday anymore, friends, or have a white sale for that matter in the country, right? You know, it puts the battle right now in the economy between online shopping and brick and mortar is really at the center of the shopping season right now. I wonder who's going to win that one, you know. And then, of course, as we say here, you see this new strain coming from South Africa. It was dubbed initially the B11529 strain, and it was surely crushing nerves and stocks around the world as countries, including the United States, stopped travel from South Africa. A World Health Organization panel named the variant the Omicron and classified it as a highly transmissible virus of concern. A little bit later in the program, Dr. Peter McCullough will be here and he'll speak about that strain and what we might expect. Every time we think we're getting to the end of this pandemic, more fear comes in and there seems to be another variant. And the problem with this is the powers to be stretch out these pandemic rules and lockdown and create fear in the heartland and the masses here. And then we have this build back better, the turn to communism, I would suggest to you, really tearing down the confidence of Americans. You know, it was James Monroe that said, let the influx of money be ever so great. If there be no confidence, property will sink in value. The circulation of confidence is better than the circulation of money. Think about that a moment, huh? The circulation of confidence, even better than the circulation of money. That's remarkable. And as I say, fear right now, what is it doing? Well, it's tearing down confidence for sure. And that really is the problem, isn't it? You know, this Build Back Better framework, the Biden administration says is fully paid for. You've heard the talking point, surely, where he says it's zero. And of course, a lot of us scratched our heads with that. We said, how the hell can you be spending these kinds of trillions of dollars and it be zero? Somebody's got to be paying for this, unless they got a big loan from, Papa Xi Jinping again, right? I mean, now the CBO finally scored it and came out and said, well, it's about $367 billion will be the deficit over the decade. But my friends, that number is even bogus in itself. Keep in mind, a lot of these programs in Build Back Better are just like for a year and then they expire and they're really not going to expire because does Washington expire any opportunity to spend money? I mean, do they? No, of course not. They're always willing to spend your money. So these programs, the budgeting only is for those short periods of time. If you extend those programs out, my friends, the deficit on this thing rises into the trillions. Always it's that trickery math that Washington does so well to the demise of America, of course. You know, in this week, senators are returning to Washington and they'll take up this Build Back Better to Communism bill that the House just passed, you recall. And they only passed that, by the way, with the support of the rhino wing of the Republican Party. That's how they passed that bill. Now, this is on top of all the other spending that has happened, which is going to throw us right over the 30 trillion platform there. I mean, the deficit is growing in a monstrous way. And there's no end in sight right now with the spending spree they're on. The Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, of course, the Democrat from New York, he said he'd like his chamber to pass the so-called Build Back Better plan before Christmas. That way it'd be a joyous Christmas for everybody, huh? But several key provisions in the approximately, we don't really know where the number on this will fall, about $2 trillion need to be hashed out still. And of course, who stands in the way for that? Well, that would be Democratic Senator Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema. These are the two moderate members who've been really been able to hold this thing back when those two Senate seats were lost in Georgia, of course, you know. My fellow Americans, America is in crisis. Our values are being tested and our freedoms are being trampled upon. Millions now question if even our elections are honorable. The Fourth Estate, America's free press, are promoting Marxist ideology as the social media oligarchs turn the conversation off and deplatform those who don't toe the line. The rule of law with defunding and abolishing police departments and a woke military leave America vulnerable as the globalist circle like vultures waiting for the kill. And that's the opening talking points, my fellow Americans. And let's get on with Viewpoint now. And excited to have onto the program here for the first time here. Jordana Schifanelli is here. She's an attorney and an adjunct professor of law and economics at the U.S. Naval Academy. She has been a strong voice in opposing CRT, the critical race theory, on the radicalization of our schools. And what's really exciting and interesting is she is now running on the ticket. She is running for lieutenant governor in Maryland on the ticket with Dan Cox, the gubernatorial candidate. They're running on a freedom first platform and now enjoy the major support of President Trump, who just endorsed them. Welcome to Viewpoint this Sunday, Jordana.
Thank you for having me.
It is a pleasure here. And let's start with this Build Back Better bill to what I say communism, because when you look at what's in the bill, that's really where the cancer is. But again, Washington typically doesn't read these bills. They just pass them with whatever the way the political winds blow, it seems here. You know, in your opinion, looking at this thing, will this bill help economic recovery in any way, as they're putting out there, as their talking points, or does it bring in higher inflation and slow economic growth? Which side do you fall on this?
So I'm actually the one reading this bill, and it has about 2,500 pages. And I just wanted to ask your viewers if they know what is National Corporation for Development and Community Service. And if you just can't think of it right now off the top of your head, or if you've never heard of it, that is a non-governmental entity founded by Bill Clinton in 1993. And that entity is listed on page 243 under part five for funding in this Build Back Better. There's about $1,305,000,000 that is going from the Treasury to this Corporation for National and Community Service. And it is there to be remained available until September 30, 2027. Furthermore, this National Corporation of Community Service is supposed to receive $80 million in addition for National Civilian Community Corps. In addition to that, volunteers in service of America program under this bill are supposed to receive additional $100 million and add a plus sign to additional $40 million for this corporation for national community service. So add all those numbers that I told you, which is page 232, 233, and so forth. It's all there, part five in the bill. And you will see that Build Back Better has two purposes. One is to fund globalist progressive agenda. That money is to support world, you know, Soros-funded organizations and projects. So this is, these are billions of dollars, billion and change, also almost two, that funds international American involvement in this progressive globalist agenda. And number two, Build Back Better is supposed to bring communism into the United States. So Build Back Better actually has two purposes. One is to fund the world to this complete control over globalism and transition into globalism. And purpose number two is to transition America, a capitalist economy, into the socialist economy.
Do you, I mean, with these programs that are short-lived programs, when they score this thing, we're talking, and what you just shared now, Jordana, this thing we're talking probably is going to be to the deficit of trillions of dollars added to this thing. This is a smoke and mirrors game, is it not?
It is. It's robbing Peter to pay Paul. And it's closely related to this, to the treasury bills that are being printed. And I don't know if your, you know, viewers know that every treasury bill gets printed and it matures within 13 weeks. So what we do is we constantly print additional treasuries, and those treasuries are, you know, traded on free market operations, but the biggest buyer of these treasuries, you know, besides mutual funds, is the Chinese government. And it's a shell game, as you just noticed, and it's detrimental for the United States economy. Assumptions are that U.S. GDP will grow, but the problem is we are killing our manufacturing. So you can't grow GDP if you have a killing of the energy exports, manufacturing, if you don't have a level play field with the other international players. So bottom line is this: Americans are headed into a dark communist regime on a global scale.
And the thing is, there seems to be a rushed a push here to get this all through before the 2022. I mean, that's my sense anyways, because I think they realize they're going to be, there's a big wave coming of some sort here. It's, I call it an American patriotism wave more than anything. It doesn't necessarily need to be red or blue. It just needs to be that American patriots are going to stand up and begin to take control of this situation, being the adults in the room potentially here. We talk about Congress. Now, let me tell folks now, this is really, really fascinating here, because you were born in Yugoslavia and you went through the whole communism deal there. You've seen what happened with the NATO bombing there. I remember it, the inflation that was going on there, the hyperinflation that was happening. But there was also an interesting story, your unwillingness to join the Communist Party back home. And your parents, I really found this a very interesting footnote, were true believers. And I was thinking of you prior to today with this whole story, Jordan. Well, it was. And I was thinking of how would I feel if my parents were communists that way? And that has to be a real disconnect or pull from you in your heart of hearts. Are your parents, I got to ask you, are your parents still with you? Are they still alive or?
No, I haven't heard or seen them since I came to America.
You don't know if they're alive.
No.
Oh,
no.
Wow.
They actually disowned me because I came to the land of the free, and they believe that the communism is a system that is deeply rooted in everybody being moderately miserable. Mm. And why would I be thriving and seeking for more and better that would make me so just simply greedy? And they truly believe that, and there's a lot of people that believe that communism would be this ideology that all the middle class is just barely making from the first to the 31st of the month. And then don't look at other oligarchs that have billions and enjoy luxuries. You don't deserve it. You are supposed to be living in this, you know, down bottom of the forest, and you just need to pick berries, and you should be grateful for being able to pick berries. And the rest that are eating venison, well, don't look at them. You are not them. You're never going to be them. And anybody that strives for more and better, those are the people who try to come to America and build their, dreams. So that's, you know, I came here and I built my two businesses and three boys and family and husband of 22 plus years. So I do live American dream, but what's happening to us here is the same thing and that I came from and escaped from. And I just don't know what else to do to rise in awareness to Americans, no matter where they live, that don't destroy what you've got. Because if you just follow the lunacy of AOCs, you are going to end up in such a dark place that you will never be able to escape because there's nowhere else to go. I had to go. I had a place to leave. I could come here. But where do you go from here?
Yeah, well, wow. I mean, that's exactly what I ask all the time on my program, Jordana, is if America fails, where do we go? I mean, there is nothing else. This is it. This is the land. This is the shining city on a hill. This is it right here. And your story there is remarkable. You know, you just coined a phrase I jotted down here as you were talking. I loved it. Moderately moderately miserable is a terrific phrase. I just coined that to your name here. I seen a quote that you said, playing on this whole communism deal here. You said, "This country is amazing. I can't believe anyone wants to destroy it." Now, you really, in my world, would be the picture of the American dream. I mean, this is what America is all about. What you're it. I mean, Jordana, you are absolutely a poster child for that, as far as I can see.
And I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah. And I see that quote and I love that quote. And yet, because it says the reality. So let me ask you this here. Now, with all of this going, let's talk about a potential silver lining or not. I get a sense, and tell me if I'm wrong. I don't know, please. I'm getting a little bit of a sense that people slowly, not as quick as I'd like, but there seems to be people waking up now. And I'm not talking about woke up. I'm talking about really waking up. And I think there are people now, the heartland, middle America, that are waking up and seeing what's happening to our country. That's why you're seeing the poll numbers plummet for the administration, and you're seeing all bets are off. Are you seeing something different, or is that what you see?
That's what I see. What I see is this: 80% of people don't want this this weird, toxic, disturbing trend in schools, in their communities, from defunding the police through teaching critical race theories or critical queer theories, critical gender theories, to 80% of the people, and that is what our raw data show. These are the people who, and they are independents, Democrats, Republicans. They're just doing it. So about other 20%, out of that other 20%, 16% is totally brain dead. These are the Democrats brain dead, and whatever Biden says works, and they don't question, they don't test these statements that he makes, or whatever AOC says, it's the truth. Whatever CNN says, that's the truth. They don't test it. They don't challenge those questions or statements. They don't. And so this is about 16%. And then out of the rest of the 4% are rhinos. Those are the people who totally are upset to this middle of the road, reach across the aisle, getting the compromise and steering the entire Republican patriots to very far left until they get off the cliff as they reach across the aisle, because the aisle is so wide, they'll end off the cliff. So the rhinos are upset. So, and there's nothing you can do about them. Now, what's interesting in Maryland, I was told that if rhino candidate Kelly Schultz, promoted by, let's say, current Governor Hope, if she wins, the Patriots will not go out and vote for her. But if the Patriot candidate wins, I was told, every Republican and independent would vote for Dan and myself. That's a huge, like, I was floored with that sentence. So the Patriots will not vote for the rhino, even if the rhino is from their own party. Mm-hmm. And if the Patriots win, then the rhinos will just plug along, and good luck, and they would kind of do it that way. It's a bizarre situation that's coming among Republicans, for example. And I attribute that trend only to
they're not educated enough. Mm-hmm. They don't understand what the heck's going on. There's still Republicans that are truly like old fashioned, but they don't understand. And when Governor Hogan called my candidate for Governor Dan Cox a QAnon whack job or something to that effect, I thought that must be really, really bizarre, because why would this guy call another delegate in another Republican a QAnon whack job? Oh, just because he wants to reopen schools or Maryland and get rid of mandates, whether masking or vaccination. So there is a shift in the side Republican Party, and that 13 Republicans that you just said that voted for this bill, yeah, I'm willing to bet that none of them even read what is this national corporation that's been funded to, you know, $2 billion of the monies we don't have.
Right.
Who are these Republicans? Did they really read it? Do they really understand what the hell they're doing? That's what I'm talking about.
Jordana, there is a dumbing down in America is what's happening here. Right. As you've mentioned a moment ago, well, they don't read the bills. Of course they don't. And then you said, you know, they're supporting this and that, and they don't even know what they're doing. Why is this? You know, it really befuddles me. How is this dumbing down being pulled off? I mean, are people that asleep at the wheel here?
Yes, they're so neutered. They're neutered.
Let me turn my attention. First of all, that CRT is interesting. You touched on that a moment ago. A big spokesperson for that. That was a real turning point in the Virginia race when you've seen the parents, and I think the GOP in embracing parents and really giving the power back to the families. That was a key moment in the 2021 election here, wasn't it? Does that carry over into 2022?
I would think so. It has to, because it hasn't been fixed. The problem has not been fixed.
Yeah.
These teachers that are part of these, you know, teachers association, like in Maryland, we have Maryland Teachers Association. Other names are teachers union in different states, but it's all the same exact thing. Mm. They're pushing Soros ideology of communist global citizenship. And I particularly had viewed some of those slides that they use for their continuing education. And they talk about that individualism is outdated. It's a bad thing. And what we need to embrace is this idea of collectivism, which is communist ideology. It's really difficult to explain to Americans what communism is in modern terms, because when you read The Capital that was written by Karl Marx, or if you read Imperialism as the Last Stage of Capitalism by Lenin, they talk about transition from capitalism into socialism through revolution. But it's not happening. That's where they were wrong. The capitalism is transitioning into the socialism through evolution. And that's what Brezhnev said in the flag, mid-50s, 60s, where we are going to, he quoted something to the effect that we're going to take over America and capitalist system through social push and social programs. And this communist ideology is going to evolve capitalist system to this, again, mediocre misery for all Americans, because they just don't pay attention, and they can't even see it that far ahead.
Yeah.
So these teachers have been trained in a matter that collectivism is okay, but if you're a unique individual, you know, you shouldn't be promoting your unique skills and talents. And they, in Maryland, Democrats in Maryland that represent 2/3 of Maryland legislature, they actually passed a law that's called Maryland Blueprint for Higher Education that completely abolishes equality, which is equal, like Title VII, equal opportunity for everybody is off. This legislation has been passed by overwhelming Democrat majority, and it focuses on equity. And of course, what the hell's equity? Well, that's whatever I say it is. And that's what everything is like. Well, everybody gets a B and go away. The education knowledge, critical thinking of students had dropped so fast since my first son that was born in 2002. He was a collateral damage of No Child Left Behind. Second boy that I had was a collateral damage of this awful Common Core that's still lingering somewhere. And my third boy is a collateral damage of critical race push theory and communism. I mean, to the point that we got a letter from that superintendent inviting students to march with her and BLM organization that declared themselves as Marxist communist organization. Yeah. So what can I say further?
You're speaking of that superintendent, Andrea Kane, I believe you are up in in Maryland.
That's
right?
the one who sent us the letter. Yes.
In the last moment, too, I want to just touch with you on this race. Now, this is fascinating here. Bottom line, what's the ticket forward for you and Dan Cox? How do you win this thing?
Well, we just have to educate Marylanders. I think our state is, for example, under 2021 U.S. News and World Report, our Maryland economy is like 34 out of 50. Our infrastructure, which is one of the elements and signs of economic stability and strength, our infrastructure is 38 out of 50. This state and Larry Hogan had completely gone to anti-Trump derangement mode. He literally had been bashing Trump, promoting, you know, impeachment. He's just bashing president, who is actually, Trump is the leader of our party. He's been bashing that man relentlessly. And for Russia hoax, and for Ukrainian telephone hoax, and for FBI hoax on top of hoax. That is what our Republican governor had done to appease his majority Democrat basically base. He told us, the Republicans, that he is trying to accommodate his base. Well, he forgot that his base was the Republicans who elected him, not the Democrats, but he is trying to appease the Democrats now. He switched the tunes. What we see in Maryland is a unique opportunity for Marylanders to wake up and to get in charge, for parents to get in charge of what their students are learning. Students need to know the good, the bad, and the ugly. That means racism had existed. That means the Constitution had ended slavery, and 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment do mean something. And we want students to learn what these amendments even mean. Teachers need to know what these amendments even mean. And then we need to talk about equal opportunity for everyone, as opposed to equity of outcomes that is very flexible and fluid. So I think Marylanders are waking up. I promote American greatness, and I will continue to do so.
Wow, what a great voice for liberty there. Jordana Schifanelli, Godspeed on the journey ahead. And thank you for joining me on Viewpoint this Sunday.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. God bless America. The other story I want to touch with you on here before we get to our panel is the Omicron. This is the new variant coming out of South Africa. And this new variant has really added to investors' anxieties for sure. The stock markets are jittery all around the world. People are really hyped up about this. Fear is really the order of the day. And we really don't know what we don't know, which is about everything on this thing. I mean, it's just really out of the gate here. So I sat down with Dr. Peter McCullough, of course, as you know, is an academic internist, epidemiologist, cardiologist from Dallas, Texas. He is surely one of the top voices and experts on COVID-19 pandemic response. And we talked about exactly this variant, what's coming. So we've got an early conversation with him as this thing takes hike. Let's listen into that now, and I'll tell you more about this in a program, a note on the other side here.
Well, Malcolm, it's great to be on the other side of the microphone from you. I can tell you on the McCullough Report, I am sure we are going to have more stories on this. But this variant, the B11529 variant out of South Africa, far and away the most heavily mutated variant that we've seen, 30 mutations in the spike protein alone. Keep in mind that we went from wild type to alpha, the UK variant, it was one mutation. And then we went from the alpha to beta, which was the original South African variant that really escaped the effect of the AstraZeneca vaccine down in South Africa. That was just two mutations in the spike protein. Then we went to gamma in Brazil, probably the most deadly form of the virus. Gamma in Brazil, took multiple drugs to treat it. Delta, seven mutations in the spike protein. Now this B115 out of South Africa, B115529, 30 mutations in the spike protein, many more in the nucleocapsid. This is a heavily changed virus. I think the reason why there's so much fear and the stock markets are dropping is that people know there's just going to be no way the vaccines are going to stop this one.
Yeah, and that's exactly the sense of everything I'm reading, is that there's no way. I mean, the vaccines are not stopping what we have now. And these are ones they know about, Dr. McCullough. How's it going to stop something that we just are seeing here for the first time? You know, I want to ask you something important about this. you know, from the beginning, when you and I talking a couple of years back on this thing, when it was just getting going, we talked about herd immunity. Now, I've read a lot of studies and backdrops about this now that, you know, this pushing of the spike protein now in the vaccines and the damage that's been done. In other words, we never did really get there because of these, I guess, I don't know what you want to call it, Dr. McCullough, but man-made interference is what I'll call it for the moment. In other words, all these shenanigans, again, my words and ideas that they're putting to try to, you know, do what they weren't able to do. And to me, and I'm just wondering here, has this delayed this thing, pushed it out more? Did this make herd immunity not even really happen at that point? Because again, the variations keep forming and the spike proteins and the damage from that. Have we been our own worst enemy here, I'm asking?
We have, in a sense. There are data suggests that we have fooled with Mother Nature. There were papers from Neeson and colleagues, Mayo Clinic in Boston, showing you get to 25% of the population, there's a non-lethal, non-sterilizing pressure that allows the virus to thrive in the nose and mouth, and those are vaccinated. And of course, the virus is going to mutate to better accommodate and infect the vaccinated individuals. So the vaccines are definitely not going to get us to zero cases. Now, herd immunity, it looks like, is going to be largely driven by natural immunity. So more people who get the respiratory infection, they're going to carry the day on herd immunity. I guess what we're concluding is there's little chance now for the vaccines to contribute to herd immunity.
Right. And this thing, again, we don't know a lot right now, Dr. McCullough, but this could be even, I mean, it may or may not be even more severe than the Delta variant. We don't know, do we?
We don't know. We'd hopefully be less. Now, in general, there's a phenomenon called Mueller's ratchet. And it's basically an axiom that says when a virus gets to a certain evolutionary bottleneck, it must mutate. It must change. And sometimes it makes big changes. This one looks like a big change to get past an evolutionary bottleneck. And when it does so, it's typically less lethal. However, I have to tell you, Delta was interesting. Delta was far more contagious. The viral loads, you know, in the papers by Reimerisma and Itcherian, they're frequently quoted. The average cycle threshold for Delta was like in the 22 to 24 range. So that means very high virals in the nose and mouth. That Delta was terribly contagious. It spread among younger people. And my experience is it was more difficult to treat. It hung around longer. One of the mechanisms of being more contagious is that people stayed contagious for longer periods of time. It wasn't like the original Wuhan spike or the Alpha Beta, which it was quickly over with. You know, we have hospital stays now that are very long in the United States with Delta. And I have great fear now with the B11529, if this is following the same line. Sure, itself, it could be slightly less virulent, but if it's more contagious, man, it looks like it's going to have a run in the vaccinated.
We never seem to be able to get to the end of this pandemic. It's remarkable. But worse than that is the political operatives and the globalists who have seized the moment and are wreaking havoc all around the world. And I think people are surely getting fed up with this thing by now. So whatever you want to call it, my friends. Program a note for you right now, I definitely want to give to you. You'll hear Dr. Peter McCullough and yours truly here on The Voice of a Nation on Monday. This is our 10th Q&A. This one is so packed full of just great information. The questions we get in here that we provide the analysis for is unbelievable. We can't get to them all, but we do our best. And I do these Q&As with Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. Henry Ely as well from time to time here. And so this one here, you'll record. We just did it here, and I want you to listen in on Monday to The Voice of a Nation. That's 6 and 10 now on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network there. And we'll give you the latest on this Omicron here and what's taking place. All right, we're going to take a quick pause here, my fellow Americans, but we will return with our panel and the analysis on all of this on Viewpoint this Sunday, just after this pause.
The America Out Loud Talk Radio app is on Android or Apple. It's the perfect way to listen in to the new generation of talk shows and hosts who are ready to inform and inspire.
Let's get real. Let's get loud. On America Out Loud Talk Radio, this is McCullough Report. Are you tired of your tired vitamins? Consider Healthy Cell. These are pill-free vitamins that are in convenient gel packs
I like the Focus and Recall supplement. I use this a lot. You know, your brain uses a lot of energy and it depends on a variety of micronutrients and vitamins. Boost your short-term focus and long-term brain power with Healthy Cells Focus and Recall vitamins. So go to HealthyCell.com, use the code OUTLOUD, all capital letters, OUTLOUD, for a 20% off your first order of any Healthy Cell product. Let's get real. Let's get loud on America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Because of COVID-19, many Americans worry about their health 4 times a day. That's 112 times per month. But by simply keeping our immune system strong, we can stay healthy and put our worries at ease. One little known way to do this is by taking AC11, a patented supplement from a plant in the Amazon rainforest. Studied for over 20 years and backed by over 40 scientific peer-reviewed studies, taking AC11 has been proven to extend the life of immune cells called leukocytes, allowing you to boost immunity naturally. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of AC11. That's HealthyCell.com, HealthyCell, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
The America Out Loud family is comprised of patriots in the true sense of the word. We know that if America fails, the world will fail. It is incumbent upon us to carry the torch for liberty and the Constitution to help save America for future generations to come. AmericaOutLoud.com. It's a fight for the soul of humanity. Join you back on Viewpoint this Sunday. It is Malcolm Out Loud here, yours truly, and thank you, as always, my fellow Americans, for being with us on the mission here. Viewpoint this Sunday has grown to be our number one news show on the platform here, and we just celebrated our 4th anniversary of this show on the iHeartRadio network and America Out Loud Talk Radio. So this is the pushback to the fake news. Gets us, this would be our red line, you know, as patriots, to say that we need to take it back here. There is clearly a media takeover in our country, and the social media oligarchs are not playing well also. So this is the front lines right here on America Out Loud Talk Radio, Viewpoint this Sunday. Now, with all of that said, I want to remind you, as we jump in here just a moment to our panel, I want to remind you to, you know, I tell you all the time, every day on throughout the day on my weekday program, to get out and walk each day, to see the trees, enjoy your life. You know, we don't live in fear, people. Do not live in fear. You know, you've got to take control of your environment for sure. But listen, healthy lifestyle is the best way to go. You got to watch your immune system, stay healthy, take the right products. Healthy Cell is what I recommend. I've been taking it for almost 4 years now, and I truly love the product. That's why you hear myself and Dr. Peter McCullough and others all over the network talk about this product. It's incredible. It comes in gel form. They have a whole host of products. Our listeners get 20% off. And you'll find all of that at healthycell.com/outloud, or just click the banner ad back at America Out Loud. It truly is a remarkable product. And they have a whole host of products on there. Your daily regimen, immune super boost, REM sleep, focus, just the other one, AC11. You just heard in the break there, AC11. What a terrific product on the fight against these viruses. You definitely want to get some AC11, my friends. Now let's move on here and welcome in our panel here. Professor Larry Bell joins us here. He's an endowed professor at the University of Houston. He's a political analyst, author of The Weaponization of AI and the Internet, and a whole lot of books. I mean, a lot of his books are all in, you get them on Amazon or surely the America Out Loud bookstore. And please do that. Mary Fannin joins us. Mary is an investigative journalist at the American Report. She's been working with Lindell in the various forms of these movies and doing a whole lot on the front lines. She's a great voice for liberty here. Excited to have Professor Bell and Mary Fannin join us here. So we'll start off with this. Well, you know, it's almost anybody's guess right now at this point whether a Democrat leadership is successful in getting Manchin and Sinema to sign on to this Build Back Better bend over plan that I often reference, really a march to communism, as we were just talking to Jordana about there. Let's talk about the impact of this bill on the 2022 midterms. Professor Bell, let's start with you on, I want to specifically know, you know, whether this thing gets passed or not, or whatever's going to happen. What's the impact? Bottom line, Larry, what's the impact on the 2022 midterms?
Well, I was listening very carefully to the previous discussion. I thought it was excellent. And of course, it hit on so many points that we've talked about before in interest. And I think that, you know, the larger question is an issue is that is clearly there are a lot of low information voters and low information population, where I was one of the first Americans invited to visit the Russian space program after the Soviet Union collapse. And I have a lot of very dear friends in the Soviet Union, Eastern Europe, and so on. And they're saying, can't you understand what, you know, what's happening? You know, how you can't let this happen. And some of them have since come here, and they say, we escaped, as Jordana was saying. This is what we left. We can't afford to have it happen here. So I think that, to me, a big takeaway is that, and you had mentioned this, Malcolm, that it seems like they doubled down. You know, there's this Hail Mary now that we've got to pass all this legislation and spending and control sort of stuff, and we got to get it done now because, you know, they see that in 2022 they're going to lose the Congress, you know, lose the House for sure, likely lose the Senate. And so on one hand, you think of Marxists as being a slow, progressive, long game deal. But on the other hand, they seem like this current condition is that they're going to double down, try to push things through as rapidly as they can. And I think in doing so, you know, and you look at the, again, rather unreverentially talk about the low information voters. Mm-hmm. And I hear things like let's go Brandon. And I hear these other signals, Virginia, you know, of course, the critical race theory in New Jersey, I think inflation and some other issues and so on. And what I see is that I think that people are beginning to feel that something, a lot of things are wrong. You know, they're not really processing it. They're not necessarily connecting the dots, but they're feeling like, we don't like the shutdowns, and we've been through that. We don't want to go back to that again. And there's something about this border invasion and people, you know, the invasion of the border and people being transported to other states. And somehow even we're seeing some pushback, I think, from the Hispanic population saying this isn't fair. This isn't right. We see the crime and the lawlessness, and it's not exclusively now in the metropolitan areas, but it's going to places that nobody heard of before, like Kenosha and Wauwatosa and so on. And it's getting at people's attention. And the inflation, they say, well, things are costing more, and particularly gas prices. And, you know, kind of seeing, well, yeah, maybe there's some kind of relationship between oil prices, gas prices, and what commodities cost. Because of transportation, because farmers need to, you know, to fuel their tractors and so on. I think people are seeing, how Biden is at best a cardboard character, and speculation who's behind the scene and who's pulling the strings and so on. And you see hints of the old Obama, influences and other influences and so on. And you sense that there's no leadership, and there's no leadership in the terms of international leadership with the debacle in Afghanistan and so on. And I think also people yearn for patriotism again. And Amen. For patriotism has almost become trite. Saying, well, gee, that's old school. You know, we're not patriotic anymore, and we don't celebrate the 4th of July at Mount Rushmore, and so on. And I think people are responding to this.
And absolutely. I love your phrase, yeah. Larry, a cardboard character. That I hadn't heard that before, but I do like that very much. Mary Fannin, let's get you involved in this conversation and ask you this here. You know, 2022 midterms are going to be a historical midterm election here. Professor Bell talks about the doubling down here of the Marxist Democrat Party. So what do you see happening now between now and this Build Back Better and what might take place in the midterms based on this? Do they, you know, and again, a lot of this is mentioned in the cinema, do they pull this off, Mary? Or is this a moment that they get stopped in their tracks? Because remember, they just got that infrastructure bill through as well. And there may be another surprise or two coming on this. What do you think?
Well, the midterms aren't going to make a whole lot of difference if we don't get these audits taken care of from the 2020 election, where President Trump's election was stolen. And we've installed these malign actors with their schizophrenic policies to steal America. So it's time for the American people to stand up and take back this country, because until these voting machines, where audits and all sorts of evidence have proven that that election was stolen, until the Supreme Court and our legislatures stand up for our principles of freedom that this country was built on, then we will be back living in a place like Giordano left, because she was seeking freedom to raise a family without communists breathing down her throat, telling her children things like we're seeing from this administration for critical race theory. Critical race theory has nothing to do with the U.S. Constitution. If all men are created equal, that doesn't mean that you're giving them equity instead of equality.
Really, at this point, with momentum now pushing through 2021 and 2022 right in front of us, and the fact that they're blowing up in front of us, clearly, I mean, they really are imploding, the Marxists, and this is all out in the light of day. Going back is going to create, I don't know what it will create, probably a revolutionary moment in the country as sides are opposed. And I mean, it's going to be quite a confrontation. So are you still in favor of going back rather than just pushing forward and knocking them on their asses in 2022?
Oh, no, I think we should go forward and just keep doing the same thing over and over again, like morons, as they steal our country. No, in fact,
say what you really mean, Mary. Will you please stop it?
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean. Right now, we're looking at this Omicron, and they're saying, oh, the people from South Africa, we're going to close them off. By the way, Omicron is an anagram for moronic.
Let's not call it the Omicron, what the World Health Organization says. Let's call it what it was supposed to be named. In other words, right in the alphabet next is XI. That's what this should be called. That's what we should call it to remind everybody where it comes from. Call it Xi, right? Right or wrong?
Biden's boss, Xi. You know, Xi that funds Biden's son. Xi that has taken over the cobalt with his son Hunter. Xi who has taken over Afghanistan with their rare earth minerals. Xi who took over our strategic air base at Bagram, where we had access to watch China as they were taking over Taiwan. It is time for the American people to wake up, understanding that what's playing out before them are the principles of Alinsky and Gramsci, and they are attempting to divide this country in order to steal America, and that is what they did. It was China that stole, in an act of cyber warfare, the 2020 election, and it could not have happened without the assistance of domestic traitors. It is that simple.
Yeah. I'll tell you, one of the best read articles that I've read in quite some time on the moment of patriotism talking about this is one that Professor Larry Bell has on America Out Loud right now, this very moment. And I implore you to go read it, my friends. It's called In Offense Against the Progressive War on Patriotism. And let me just read you this little quip here. This is really well said. The ideology of progressive wokeism is aberrant and abhorrent to American values that view people as individuals with souls, substituting a dogma that, like Marxism, divides society into oppressor and oppressed. That's the victim-victor class. We talk about people, right? Identity groups marked by genetic traits that are ordained by fiat to hate and fight one another. I got to tell you, Larry, this piece here, I thought was brilliantly written by you on the point of progressive war on patriotism here. And the whole, and we heard Georgiana up front about the CRT. She's a big spokesperson about this as well. This piece here and this dogma you talk about here, the Marxism, I mean, I think we all pretty well understand this is really happening. You know, you mentioned a moment ago your connection to the Soviet Union and all. And, you know, it's really an eye-opening moment, Larry, is when people around the world, like you say, from Russia or Soviet Union or other areas of the world, Venezuela or what have you, or people like Georgiana were here, and they remind us that people who've lived in communist countries say, what are you people doing? Why are you flirting with this thing? That's a real eye-opening moment, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm a little more optimistic than Mary, and I understand her, certainly understand her points and so on, but I think as we talk about the midterms, for example, I think that it's a very different kind of animal because midterms are about state and local issues. And we talked about Manchin and Sinema and so on. And we see that there's so many of these different issues. They're different. They vary somewhat regionally in terms of different states that have different priorities. And we have the CRT and we have you know, the crime and issues and so on. And so we see this. But in the past, the malevolent forces were able to target six counties and pick those counties and rig them, and you know, we know what happened. But it's hard to do that with the midterms because they're really national. There's so many elections, and I think at the core, people, again, and as I mentioned before, people are sensing that things aren't right, and this. The sense that, you know, this, as we mentioned, CRT and 1619 Project and so on, that we say, well, wait a minute, you can only call me a racist so many times, and you can only try to divide me so many times. But they see the hypocrisy of one hand, the Marxist approach of dividing people into groups and then having them hate each other and fight each other and this divide and control kind of issue. But we're I think people really are starting to celebrate the multiculturalism, and that really is the history of America, and we are really a united country, and I think people are starting to see the paradoxes and the hypocrisies, and they're waking up to this, and they're saying, I just want to feel good again. I'm tired of racism being the issue. I'm tired of feeling afraid to voice my opinion. I can't understand it to have a sitting president of the United States deplatformed, where he can't talk to his community and so on. So, I think there's a broad awakening, and of course, I'm my rose colored glasses. I see. I think that these radicals are setting themselves back for a generation. I think people just like COVID say, we don't want to shut down again. We don't want our communication shut down. We don't want our patriotism shut down. Right. You know, that's not who we. It's not who we are. It's not who we want to be.
Yeah.
And I think that the midterms are going to have a dramatic effect on terms of the investigations that have been blocked because I think Mary said that the 100 laptops and the Russian collusion and all these other things. I think we're in for much better times.
Yeah, interesting, Larry. I like the way you put that out there. What I reference all the time with what you say there, there's a tipping point. Mary, there is a tipping point in America where how much is too much and, you know, where it's really out there. And I do think, and I've mentioned this on my daily program, there comes a point when, you know, even those who are a little sleepy wake up, and they don't woke up, but they really do wake up, and they start to see that we're losing our grip here, Mary. So with that bit of optimism and based on the national exposure of these 2022 midterms, might there be more of a silver lining ahead, Mary, or what?
Well, you're still using the same voting machines, which are still connected to the internet, which they lied about. So I'm not so certain that there are, they know which areas to steal and who to put in place, because we've been watching this for some time. This is the same Zuckerberg that was funding Paul Ryan and George Soros, who not only funds all these secretaries of state to make sure he puts in who he is going to control, just like he did with the governor in Wisconsin. We're also looking at the mainstream media being completely owned. So when you see that, you know, Maya Wiley of MSNBC comes from her beginnings in SDS working for Soros, and her husband, her father, her mother, you know, we have a red thread that is running through our media and our government. And until the 2020 election is rectified, you cannot trust anything going forward.
Interesting. So you draw a kind of a conclusive line there, thinking that you need to fix the past before you can embrace the future. But I don't think, Larry, real quickly, I don't think that's going to happen. I don't see them going back to address the 2020 election here. And I know Mary stays on that, but I think that would be a revolutionary moment in our country. Larry, what do you say to that?
Well, I think there's a danger when we empower the adversaries by exaggerating their strengths. I think that there's a tendency to say, oh, well, we can't win because they're going to rig the the voting machines, and they're going to do this and that.
Right.
I think when we empower them, we disempower ourselves. And I have much greater faith in America than that. I think the pendulum is swinging back. Now, my concern is it won't swing back as one hand. My one theory is that it won't swing back is far, because this wokeism and progressivism has established certain precedents that won't go away. And some of the spending, you know, every time we lose a liberty, it pretty much goes away forever, particularly when it's locked into legislative law. And those are the other issues. Hmm. On the flip side of that, I think there's a lesson right now. I think that how can things get so bad so quickly?
I'm interested also in furthering this conversation a little bit, back to this sense of optimism or sense of we've got to fix that back election. It really is a tricky situation. There's no straight, easy answer, my friends. There really is not. I sort of fit in the middle of being, as you know, a strong patriot voice for our country I have to believe that eyes are really open right now, and I'm not sure they're going to be able to pull off. And I don't know that they won't be able to, but I don't know that they're going to be able to pull off this stealing of elections. We'll see. I know Mary and others would say, and many others would say to me, many of my friends would say, well, that's going to happen. Well, I think things are exposed now pretty well. There's been a lot of narratives on this. I'm not so sure it's going to happen quite that way. I think the pushback for Middle America is happening right now, and I don't think you're going to be able to turn that volume down, quite frankly. All right? Certainly, it is out loud style. And my friends, we're going to keep pushing and fighting all the way through the front door. You better believe it. Liberty and justice for all. That's the rallying call back at America Out Loud. And my friends, we are going to continue to do that. There isn't anything that's going to stop us from taking this country back. Rest assured. Okay. Big thank you here. Wow. To Mary Fannin, Professor Larry Bell, and up top the program there, Jordana Schifanelli. What a strong I'd call her a rising star, I believe, in the GOP. And we need more of those for sure, especially someone with a story like Schifanelli there. An amazing, wonderful story there. What a program. And thank you, my fellow Americans, for being with me here on this mission here. It's all back at America Out Loud. It's time to get involved and get loud.